the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Once upon a time in the old days of the church before 1979, this was strictly Palm Sunday. We celebrated the Palm Sunday, we celebrated the procession, and we waited until Thursday to begin the process of remembering the Last Supper and Good Friday, the crucifixion. Well, from 1979, as people were doing the prayer book, a lot of folks were really worried that a lot of folks were going straight to the joy of Palm Sunday, straight to the joy of Easter, and missing everything that came in between. And since it's pretty important what comes in between, we created Palm/Passion Sunday. And I'll admit, I'm not a fan.
No.
One of the things that squishing these things together does is makes us feel like this whole thing happens really, really, really fast. One moment, we're celebrating Hosanna in the highest, and the next moment, Jesus is on the cross. And I suppose in some ways it does happen pretty quickly. A week is not much time to go from celebration to crucifixion. But it might give us the impression that no one could have expected that to happen. No one could have imagined that we'd go from celebration to crucifixion that quickly. Except, of course, that Jesus knew perfectly well that that was exactly what was going to happen. It doesn't surprise him or anyone who's been listening to him, which is, admittedly, probably not as large a collection of people, including his disciples, as he might have wished. But Jesus knew, as soon as he set his face to Jerusalem, that he would first be very well received, and he also knew what the reaction of those in power would be. Jesus knew that the fact that he was speaking of a coming kingdom of God in which all the problems of this life would finally be dealt with, all the injustices would be turned over, in the words of Mary, that those who are rich would be sent away empty and those who are hungry would have their fill. He knew that the people who were on top would not take that lightly. And he knew that there would be a price to pay for that. It is hard to make change. Even when we all know that the world isn't working the way it should work, even when we all agree that there is terrible injustice, we often cannot agree on how best to manage it. Even when we are not oppressed and marginalized and on the outskirts of our own country, we may not know how to make change. We may not agree on how to get there. And yet, and one of the great dangers in that is then we give up on making that change. We look ahead and we go, if we push back against those who are powerful, all that will happen is that we are crucified. For us, happily, it doesn't happen literally anymore. But if you want to know what modern day crucifixion looks like, go on social media and look what people are saying about the teenagers who are leading protests against gun violence. The sheer nastiness and viciousness of the attacks against people who have dared to say the status quo is not good enough is what we now do. If our story ended today, if our story ended with Good Friday, there wouldn't be much reason for us to attempt to make change any more than there would have been reason for Jesus to walk to Jerusalem. Jesus knew the crowds that shouted Hosanna would not have the courage to stand with him when the Romans and the chief priests and the elders said, crucify him. Jesus knew that they would fade away, that their hopes for change would get put back in the bottom drawer and covered over the same sacrifice of them. And Jesus went anyway. Jesus went anyway and gathered up on Palm Sunday that hope that the people had for the kingdom of God, for a world in which there was justice, in which everyone had enough, in which there was peace and an end to violence. Jesus gathered up all of those hopes and all of those prayers, and then he took them with him to the cross. When those who had a vested interest in the way things were squashed those hopes as completely and utterly as they knew how. Because Jesus knew that with God, change is possible. That with God, injustice can be righted and the kingdom of heaven can be brought closer. Jesus knew that God's power was stronger than all the forces of inertia, all the powers of this world. And Jesus offered himself, carrying those hopes and dreams, so that we could see that something else was possible. Because most of us probably won't be around on Thursday, Friday, though I will be, and I invite you all to come and take the journey slowly and delightfully to reflect and pray on what that way of the cross must have been like and what it promises us. If you're just jumping from here to there, carry with you the knowledge that yes, the calling sometimes is to walk in the way of the cross, but change is possible if we believe it hard enough and we trust God enough. Because while today we mourn, next week we rejoice. Amen.